Lancer Radio Network, Pasadena Campus Sound. Streaming live 24/7 at LancerRadioNetwork.org.
Welcome to the final installment of Baseball in Whatever Time Zone. I'm Daniel West. You're listening to Lancer Radio Network, Pasadena Campus Sounds, streaming live at www.lanceradionetwork.org. Well, even though Bagman and Dave were fired last week, they're here to call the final game of what may be their broadcasting careers. For the call of the game between the Lame Ducks and the Pink Slips, alongside Dave Rogers, here's Bagman.
Lame ducks in the... I feel mocked right now. Who scheduled this? Who scheduled this game? I am very... Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Lame ducks, like, of all the... They're like 150 teams in this league, and they got to go to the game between the Lame Ducks and the Pink Slips on my final day. I'm insulted.
No, you're Bagman.
Oh, you're in a fine mood today, aren't you?
I'm just saying you're Bagman. You're not insulted.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, whether you're listening to us from outside. I don't know if they're here, still hearing us outside.
Yeah, well, what was going on outside? Someone was on the air before us or something. Who's that Daniel West dude? That's like the first time I actually heard him talk, because usually he says like five words and then he introduces the show.
Yeah, but anyway, whoever he is. I've never met him, actually. Must be, I don't know what he looks like. Anyway, welcome to the game. I don't care where you're listening from.
Bagman.
Yeah, no, wait a minute, though. It's our last show. I'm going to go out the bang. If you thought Bill Simmons left ESPN with some fireworks, just wait a minute.
Oh, no, Bagman, please, no.
Okay, maybe. Maybe Keith Olbermann. Maybe I'll only do Keith Olbermann. Anyway, welcome in, ladies and gentlemen.
Don't do him either.
Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome in, humans. We move to the bottom of the fifth human. The bottom of the fifth humans, excuse me.
That sounds like a horror movie.
I misspoke. Bottom of the fifth inning.
Who's leading the humans?
You're just going. You're just dumping all your material now, aren't you?
Well, I'm not going to say it next week, so. That's so sad.
It is, isn't it? Don't think about it.
Yeah, by the way.
Can I introduce the game? It's been like 2 minutes, and I still haven't said who's playing.
No, we know it's the Lame Ducks and the Pink Slips. Right. It is. That's what it is. You made it awkward again.
Yeah, I did. So anyway, it's the bottom of the fifth inning. We're tied at five.
Great, thank you very much.
And the first batter is...
The first butter?
Are you just going to correct me the entire day?
No, you said the first butter.
The first batter is Mitchell Numbers, the right-hander. And 0-1 the count. So here we are.
Is there anything you've wanted to say to management that you couldn't until now?
Yes.
What?
I don't know if I should.
Oh, come on. We're getting fired.
All right. If my boss is listening, where do you get your suits?
What?
Yeah, where do you get your suits? Your suits are absolutely amazing.
Really? You're getting fired, and that's where you went? Your suits?
Yeah, where are the suits? Because he gets fine suits, and I want to know where to get them.
I think you're going to pay for them, though.
Wow, just the unemployment humor is just rampant today, ladies and gentlemen. You know, why don't I sit down? We'll get a little brick wall behind you, and Dave Rogers will just do comedy for the next 15 minutes.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea. Can someone get a brick wall in here?
That was a joke.
No, maybe we should get the brick wall for you. Ah, see what I did there? See?
Oh, boy. 3-2 the count. Full count.
Like Full House.
Sure.
No, I just...
Yes, yes. Are you testing material?
No, I'm just saying it's like Full House.
Yeah, so 3-2 count is like the show Full House. Yes.
I never noticed the similarities before.
I mean, they're both full.
Yeah.
And that's it.
That's a similarity.
There's ball... Ball four here. He's walked.
Who's batting, by the way?
I didn't even mention that. The Lame Ducks are batting.
So they're just batting until someone takes over.
I get the joke, Dave. Very funny.
You don't seem amused.
Do I look amused?
You look very blank.
That's because I'm wearing a bag over my head. Did you forget that?
Oh, that's right. You know, I was always wondering. I was like, you don't have any facial expressions. So it's really because you're just too handsome for human eyes.
That And also, I did a satirical talk show for a few years, and I kept laughing at my own material.
Ah.
And they were like, you can't keep laughing at your material. So they're like, here, put this bag over your head so when you laugh, no one can see.
Oh. Is that the true story?
Well, it's either that or I'm just so cute that my face has to be shielded.
I like both of those. Which one can I go with?
Just pick one. Just roll dice between breaks. All right, so the next batter here is Michael G. Michael G, the batter.
In relation to, who's that saxophone guy?
A saxophone guy named Michael G?
No, Bagman. No, his name wasn't... Oh, man. The ignorance is strong with this one.
I don't know who you're talking about.
Kenny G, that's what I'm thinking of. He looked like Weird Al.
Just forget that ever happened, ladies and gentlemen. Just move on with your lives.
As you were, peasants, subjects of the crown.
I have a feeling this is just not... Oh, boy. Yeah, so we're counting down the hours until we are done here.
Yeah, that's it, boys. I mean, it's been a great run, but then we got fired.
Right. Who said you're fired?
Was it like Ted Cruz said that?
Did he have a talk show?
I think Ted Cruz did.
Oh, he owns The Apprentice, right? I think he did.
Yeah. Some guy who's running for president had a talk show, and he said you're fired. I don't know who he was.
If someone knows who that is.
No, I think... Oh, that's who it is. Okay. Yeah, we shouldn't say his name over the air. It would incite a riot. People would call in and get angry, so...
Yeah, but he had a talk show.
Yeah, and good hair.
And good hair. So, what does that have to do with anything?
You said you're fired. You're like, you're fired. Something like that.
Okay. Oh, boy. Who's the batter right now?
The batter is actually you're fired.
I'm being mocked at every turn right now. First, the game between the lame ducks and the pink slips, and now somebody named You're Fired is at the plate.
And did I tell you about the people that were coming in studio waiting for our demise?
No.
Yeah, people were like, apparently there's a sign in the heavens, and people are waiting for the meteor to hit us.
Is that why there are like 40 people outside with lawn chairs?
Yeah, they're waiting from a safe distance.
Oh, I feel great right now. So 2-0 the count. Who's batting?
You're fired.
No, you can't say that. My superiors have to say that.
No, You're Fired is batting.
Oh, okay, I get it now. I get it. So 2-0 the count, or whatever the count. Who cares? 2-0. Oh, there's a base hitting the right field. Runners at first and third base.
But not at second.
No, what's at second?
Ah, and who's on first?
That's right. You got it, Dave.
Who's at fourth?
There is no fourth base.
What if it's like Lord of the Rings? You get the ring and you see another dimension and there's a fourth base.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a question. It's a logical question, isn't it?
No, I don't think you've ever asked a logical question.
Oh. Okay.
So, is there anyone out?
There is now, because that was a double play.
All right, double play in the run. How convenient, Dave. A double play in the run scores.
Yep, so the lame ducks lead it 6-5.
Thank you, Captain Obvious. Any more glowing wisdom?
No, that's it. That's all I got. I've only been watching baseball for like a year, so someone still please explain to me the infield fly rule.
I don't know it. Do you know it?
That's why I asked you, because you're supposed to know it.
I don't know it.
Is that why they're firing you?
No, they're for many other reasons.
Oh.
But you do look nice today, though, I must say.
Well, I mean, I just, wanted to dress up a bit.
I mean, you are wearing an exact replica of Pee Wee Herman's suit, but...
I wanted to class it up.
So you dressed like a guy from a bizarre kid show.
Yeah.
I thought you didn't like him.
I liked his suit, and I didn't like the show. Can I separate what I like from what I don't like? Can I just lump it all together? Like, I don't like anything about that.
Well, I mentioned him, and you screamed.
You mentioned the show. You didn't mention... Anyway... Stay focused, man. I didn't think I'd be the one saying that. So there are two outs, and there's a runner on. No, there's no one on. Never mind.
And the batter is John Cena. John Cena, the batter.
Where is he?
He's right there.
I can't see him. Ha ha! You get it? That was it.
Okay.
No, you gotta admit, though. That was great.
That okay. Your timing was good, Dave. Your timing was good.
Dun, 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 dun.
Please. Have some taste. And he lifts a fly ball into right field. This is going to be down for a base hit.
Wow. Could you be any less excited for a base hit? Like, I mean, the Sloth League has more energy than that. You're like, here's a base hit. Up next to bat.
Don't mock me.
That's what you're like. You're like, there's a base hit. Now let me go back to bed.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, that's what you. That was your energy level.
That's wonderful. Okay, so anyway, where are we?
We are in Chocolate City.
The beautiful city of Chocolate City. Oh, there's a base hit in the right field. That goes to the wall. Skews everything.
Skews everything.
Coming in. Be quiet. Coming in to score is a run, and it's 7-5.
So his name is a run.
Are you just gonna nitpick everything I do?
No, just like 95% of it.
Okay. I mean, that seems good.
Yeah. You know, just nitpicking. Just pick.
Okay. Are you done?
Yeah, I'm done. Pick.
Oh, boy. So, so there's a runner on third. John Cena got a base hit. You have any humor for him?
No, I don't, actually.
By the way, as we introduce our batter, Pasadena Sounds. Pasadena Sounds the batter. Left-hander from Glendale.
That's ironic.
Yeah, I don't know why he's named Pasadena if he's from Glendale.
You can switch between the two.
It's not like they're... It's... No. Have you been to both?
It's the same city, right?
No. And you know Pasadena and South Pasadena are separate too, right?
What?
Yes, those are two separate...
This is the first I've heard of it. Did they secede or something?
Did they secede? No, they've been separate cities for a long time.
Oh, who knew?
Obviously you didn't. There's a fly ball carrying into right field, and it will be...
Well, it's still hanging up there.
It's floating in the air, and now it's caught. It's caught, so that will end the inning. So we'll move now to the top of the fifth. Who cares? The lame duck.
Wait a minute.
They're called the lame ducks. Why should we care?
That's an excellent point. Bagman, I'm going to dip that quote in gold and hang it over my wall. They're the lame ducks. Why should we care?
That was beautiful.
Yeah, that's going to be my memento of my time here, is that quote above my bed.
I didn't think it was that good a quote.
No, I'm going to put it above my bed. It will guide me through life.
That's the quote that's going to guide you through life?
Yeah, I like say it at my wedding and stuff.
I don't think that's a quote that you should...
Well, I mean, if you ever run into a lame duck, you know what to do.
That's true. You know what? I help me. We're going to send it back to Daniel West in the studio. Daniel West, he's done a lot of work today, I've heard. Yeah, give that voice a rest. Get some water. Get some lozenges. Daniel West, back to you in the studio.
Thank you, Bagman. You're listening to Baseball in Whatever Time Zone on LanceradioNetwork.org. When we come back, we'll have the conclusion of the game and of this show here. So thank you so much for listening. You're listening to Lancer Radio Network, Pasadena Campus Sound, streaming live at LancerRadioNetwork.org. I want to thank everyone who's really enjoyed this show and made it possible, all the people who have suggested things, written in, and said how much they enjoy the show. And we'll be back again with the final segment in the history of the show, at least for now, on LancerRadioNetwork.org. You can find us on Facebook.com/LancerRadio, Twitter.com/LancerRadioNet, and here online at LancerRadioNetwork.org.
Lancer Radio Network.
LancerRadioNetwork.
LancerRadioNetwork.org.
Pasadena City College strives to help all student veterans and military attend college and succeed, whether or not you are using your GI Bill benefits. Veteran services are provided in the following PCC areas: GI Bill certification, counseling, educational planning, health and psychological services, and more. For more information, please contact Patricia D. Orange Martin at 626-585-7226.
Start your bachelor's degree at PCC. Students completing general education requirements and lower division requirements for their major at PCC can transfer to a university as a junior. Once there, students can focus on courses in their major. To find out more information, visit www.pasadena.edu/transfer or contact Tamika Alexander at 626-585-7287.
Are you anxious, frustrated, or just feeling down? Stop by Psychological Services and talk to a counselor. We are committed to helping students cope with the transitions of adulthood by increasing their awareness, knowledge, and resources. We attempt to meet each student at his or her need level, whether in a crisis situation, experiencing an exacerbation of a long-standing problem, or anticipating forthcoming changes. The Psychological Services Program helps students to handle the stresses of college life. Learning to master these challenges will enhance the student's psychological, educational, and career development while at PCC and long after. Stop by L108 or call 626-585-7273. We are here to help.
I'm majoring in political economics, and I'm here at PCC because I actually graduated young at about 16, and I just wanted a good transition school into a university where I could still work and it would be inexpensive.
Welcome back to Baseball in Whatever Time Zone. I'm Daniel S. You're listening to Lanta Radio Network, streaming live at www.lantaradionetwork.org. All right, now let's get you out to the most anticipated 10 minutes of broadcasting since Breaking Bad went off the air. Who wrote this? Anyway, alongside Dave Rogers, here's the incomparable Bagman.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I just want to say, before we get going here, but first of all, let's get the peasanty stuff out of the way. Pink Slips have come back, and they lead it by a score of 9-7.
If 9-5, it'd make a Dolly Parton joke.
And on that note, we welcome you back to the broadcast, and I just want to say thank you. We have been overwhelmed by the outpouring of support on social media.
You mean that one guy that keeps tweeting us?
It sounds better when I say it. So just thank you to our entire staff, Bob, Johnny, Bartholomew, Mitchell, all the people who make this show.
You just made those names up.
Is there something wrong with that? I guess not, no.
You just made up an entire... You liar!
Hey, calm down, Dave. Actually, thank you, Dave.
You just made... Wow. Dude!
I know. First batter this inning is... Jake Crown, the batter. Left-hander, as the lame ducks attempt to continue their season here. And by the way, I want to give a quick hand here. I know that there's so much we want to do here, but who is that dude in the studio?
Daniel,
yeah. Congratulations to him. He won an award for superior service in radio last week.
But was our name on the award? No.
Hey.
I mean, all he does is, like, go in the studio, say five words, and then, like, introduce the show. That's it. And he gets an award.
Yeah, I do a lot more than that, guys. That was scary. What does he do? What do you do? What do you do on the show besides just introduce it, huh? You don't want to know. Well then, I guess we don't. I'd hate to break your bubble. All right, go back to your realm. Be gone.
Wow, Bagman's like bringing the heat or something.
No, he you can't. Excuse me, I gotta control my...
There was a home run, by the way, Bagman, while you're talking.
Wow, that was a towering home run. Okay, so it's gone. So it's, what is it, 9-8? It is 9-8.
Basic math with Bagman. 7 plus 1 equals...
All right.
What is it, Dora the Explorer?
She didn't do math.
Blue's Clues?
You're just gonna keep naming children's programs?
Mr. Rogers?
He didn't do math!
How do you know? How do you get in the air if you didn't do math? You must have studied it.
I didn't see talked about it on his show.
Hey, kids, what's 9 plus 1? Or
you don't even know what I said, do you?
No, I wasn't listening. I just wanted to make a door reference.
Are you like...
Here's the thing, man. I'm just going to be real honest with you. I have prospective clients.
You're an agent?
No, I mean, I have an agent, and I'm a prospective client for, like, you know, comedy or doing, like, syndicated radio or something, and, you know, you got to...
So you're intentionally just making a joke?
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. Like when Dennis Miller was on Monday Night Football.
Okay. Was he?
He was. I don't know who Dennis Miller is, but apparently he was a funny guy who was on Monday Night Football.
Okay. That works. So a home run. The score now is 9-8. And the batter is... I don't see his name.
Oh, come back, man. We almost made it through a show without you, like, I hear my notes.
I don't sound anything like that. That was like a Yeti or something. Can you do that again, though?
I need my notes.
It's like a Shaquille O'Neal impersonation. That's not me.
That was good, though.
That was a good beast. It wasn't a good Bagman.
That sounds like a song. Bagman and the Beast. To sell to Disney and...
That was Beauty and the Beast.
Oh. So it's taken already?
Yes.
Oh. You never know these things.
Oh, boy. I'm going to miss you.
I am, too. It's been fun, hasn't it?
It has been fun. We've gone to from Rain City to where was that place where you caught pneumonia?
That was Rain City.
Oh. Where else have we gone?
I don't know. My memory was numbed by Rain City.
Oh, we got it. It was cold there. Where else did we go?
Oh, we went to the Whole Wheat League. We went to, that guy just hit a home run.
Oh, he hit a home run as well, so the game's tied. What were you saying?
I have a feeling we should, like, make a bigger deal about the fact the game's tied.
Well, the fans aren't.
Hey!
I mean, listen to this crowd. Listen for a moment. That right there is the sound of I don't care. You want to talk about defensive indifference? How about a crowd indifference?
Bagman!
Oh, I'm on a roll now. Don't stop me.
Don't stop him. Din-din-din-din. Dude, don't stop him. Sorry. Was that out of protocol?
I think 95% of this show was out of protocol, but carry on.
Nah, yeah. I'm out of stuff. Never mind.
Oh, boy, this is going down in the record books. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for listening here.
But will you stop pandering to the audience? Like, thank you for listening to the show. Oh, you need your support. Donate. Save this puppy.
All right, now you're just being ridiculous.
I will remember. Just like Bagman's face up there. And then he's like, hi, I'm this guy. Save Bagman's job. Call this number at the bottom of your screen.
Really?
Yeah, and then you're like, help me. I need money.
Really?
Yeah, just, we need to get you a GoFundMe account or something. Just go about your business.
Okay. You're trying me right now. I not that you mean to.
Yeah, but you're just like, oh, he had another home.
He had another home run. That's three home runs in a row.
Wow, this is impressive.
Yeah, we for those of you who don't know, there's a baseball game going on.
What?
Dave, don't tell me.
What?
You didn't know there was a baseball game going on?
I thought this was all practice.
What, this game?
No, every game.
Wait a minute, you had no idea these were actual games?
No! What? I thought these were like scrimmages.
No, these are actual games.
You mean back in Rain City?
Yes.
In the Whole Wheat League?
Yes.
And that time we went to the alternate dimension?
Yes. All real games.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen,
There's a base hit in the right field.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I apologize. I had no clue. I thought this was practice. We're talking about practice?
No, we're not talking about practice.
Practice?
No, not practice.
We're not talking about practice?
No, we're not.
Oh, no. I resigned.
Well, you were fired anyway.
No, but I voluntarily resigned before they fired me.
They fired you last week.
Well, I'm going to go back in a time machine and...
Don't do that. Just...
Oh, dude, I had no clue. That's why you're so serious and you wore the suit. Oh, man. Oh, I'm so... Wow. Oh, I feel terrible. Oh, man. Wow. This is embarrassing. I had no clue that we were... If I had known, I would have done things so much differently. All those regrets, man. Can we, like, go back in time and...
No. The time is gone.
The end is here. By the way, did you see the selfie with the Grim Reaper?
Don't tell me you took a selfie with him.
Yeah, he came in during the break, and he texted me. He was like, LOL, I was right.
Really?
Yeah, and I was like, I sent him a smiley face emoji back.
You're just in contact with the Grim Reaper.
Yeah. Is that a bad thing?
You're in direct contact with the Grim Reaper.
You know that... Now that you mention that, I mean, I don't know, like... Does he have tax issues? Is he a bad guy to be around?
It's the Grim Reaper.
Yeah, but I have a selfie with him. Like, look at me and the Angel of Death. I might put it on Instagram.
Don't do that! Anyway, so you really didn't know.
I thought these were all practices. Oh, man. I am sorry, Bagman. I had no clue. I had no idea. Anyway, did someone get a base hit?
No, they've had a very long meeting at the mound. So there's nobody out. Three home runs have been hit. We're tied at 9, and the lame ducks are trying to win it and end their season. The drama builds, and the first pitch to the right-handed batter.
What's his name?
It's generic right-handed batter.
Oh, what a name.
Excuse me. Excuse me.
You, like, choked up with emotion?
No, I have occasional heartburn.
Oh. I thought for a minute you were, like, really sad about your loss of a job.
No, I mean, I'm going to miss you, but I had heartburn.
Oh. So it wasn't getting choked up with emotion?
No. No, it's heartburn.
Oh. Were you emotional? Did that cause the heartburn?
No, Dr. Phil, I had heartburn.
Does that have something to do with your family?
Hold on, there's a base hit to right field. This could end the game. Throw to second.
How did it end up at second base?
I have no clue, but the winning run is in, and the lame ducks have won the game.
How about that? Yay for the lame ducks! We all win! We're all lame ducks! We're all lame ducks!
Yeah, we're all lame ducks!
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, okay. That's enough.
What a way to go out, huh?
That's it. So that will end at the final score, the lame ducks 9 and the pink slips 8.
I thought the pink slips were batting.
Well, if we'd been paying attention, we would have known who won. Who won? No, the lame ducks won because the pink slips were leading. Anyway, thank you to everyone who's been with us this entire time. We're going to leave you now with one shining moment. Well, apparently they're telling us we never had any. So, for Dave and our entire crew, I'm Bagman, and as Genesis said, that's all.
Wait a minute, Porky Pig was a member of Genesis?
Just turn his mic off. For Bagman and Dave Rogers, I am the incomparable Bagman. Thank you for listening. Let's send it back to Daniel West. Good night. And that does it. We're done. Thanks so much for listening to Baseball in Whatever Time Zone. The board operator for today's broadcast was Mike Gary. Thanks to him and Jennifer Vigil for doing a marvelous job running the boards for the entirety of this show. The faculty for Atlanta Radio Network is Sarah Barker and Son Eden, and without them, this show could literally not be on the air. So thanks to them for taking a chance on this, as I call it, bizarre radio experiment. The parents of that dude in the studio are Robert and Taya West. Thank you to them for supporting me all these years. And the number one fan of Bagman and Dave is Lana West, a.k.a. Baby the Intern. And the fans of the show are you people. Thanks for listening, contributing, and making the show what it was. For Bagman, Dave Rogers, Mr. Smooth, local musician John Beanie, all the batters, I'm Daniel West. This has been Baseball in Whatever Time Zone on LantaRadioNetwork.org.
Lancer Radio Network. LancerRadioNetwork.org.